Psalms 100. So I'm so excited I can't even read this morning. It says, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. Would you stand to your feet if you know that the Lord is good? Let's do what the Bible says. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. Anybody glad that his mercy endures forever? Hallelujah. We're not here because we did it right. We're here because of mercy. We didn't survive because we always did the right thing. We survived because he was merciful to us. Come on, somebody. Those who've ever been in trouble, you ought to thank God for mercy this morning. God, we thank you today. Hallelujah. It is because of your goodness and your mercy, because of your compassion, because of your grace that we are here today. And we will lift up your name. We will magnify you because you are good and your mercy endures forever. God, we thank you for the activities of our limbs. We thank you that we're able to walk on our own this morning. We thank you that we're able to breathe on our own this morning. We thank you that we have the cognitive ability to know our name. Thank you, God, that when we woke up this morning, we knew our name and we knew who we were and where we were. Thank you, God, that when we looked at our family members, we knew who they were. Thank you that our mind didn't leave us while we slept last night, but you kept our mind this morning. And if you don't do anything else, you've already done enough for us to praise you from now throughout eternity. If you don't answer any more prayers, you've already answered so many that we'll spend eternity thanking you for what you've already done. And God, we invite your presence to be with us today. God, we need you to sit heavy on us today. Let your spirit rest, rule, and abide in this place. Destroy every yoke of bondage. Heal the brokenhearted. Heal bodies. Give peace where there is confusion. And God, send forth your word, your life-changing word, your eternal word, your word that never fails. Send your word in this place. And give us the ear to hear what the Spirit was saying to the church. These blessings we ask and receive them now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Clap your hands for Jesus one more time. Hallelujah.
How many know we're chasing after him? Hallelujah. If I can get some more volume. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Glory, God. I'm chasing after him more and more and more. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Chasing after you, no matter what I have to do, because I need you more and more. I'm chasing after you, no matter what I have to do, cause I need you more and more. I'm chasing after you, no matter what I have to do, cause I need you more and more. I'm chasing after you, no matter what I have to do, cause I need
more and more.
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 More and more. after you, no matter what I have to do, 'cause I need
more and more,
more and more.
Oh, I'm
chasing after you, no matter what I have to do, 'cause
I need you
more and more. I worship you. I worship you. flash of you. You are here. You're mending every heart. And I worship you. I worship you.
Hallelujah.
You are a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
Oh, he is a
way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here. Turning lives around.
And I worship you. Hallelujah.
And I worship you. You are here. You're mending every heart.
You mend your heart.
I worship you.
And I worship
you. You are here.
Turning.
Turning lives.
He's here.
You are here.
You're mending broken.
You're mending broken. And I worship you.
Hey,
and I worship you.
Oh, you are a
way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
Oh, you've been
a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
You are here.
You are here.
Turning.
You're turning lives around.
Hallelujah.
And I worship you.
Miracle
worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
One more time, fellowship church, you are
a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
Oh, has he been a
waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness?
My God,
that is who you are.
Hallelujah.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Come on, somebody. That's who he is. Not only that, but he is here. And what is he doing? He's turning lives around. Come on. And he's mending every heart. Come on. Waymaker, miracle worker. Has he worked a miracle for you? Has he kept his promise to you? Has he been light in your darkness? That's who he is. Come on. That's not what he does. That's who he is. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And we worship you. Come on. We have a reason to worship. We have a reason to praise. We have a reason to clap our hands and lift up our voices. Hallelujah. So many ways he's made. So many doors he has opened. So many miracles. Hallelujah. So many. Hallelujah. Somebody said if I had 1,000 tongues, I couldn't praise him enough for what he has done. Hallelujah. Somebody said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he does for me, my soul cries out. My mouth don't want to say anything, but my soul cries out. I need a crying soul in the room this morning. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. I'm glad to be redeemed this morning. Before you take your seats, clap your hands for Jesus one more time. Let the enemy know that we're still here. Let him know that he lost again. Another 7 days and we still have the victory. Come on, somebody. Another 7 days and we're still here. In spite of every attack and in spite of every lie, we are still here. We woke up this morning anyway. Hallelujah. Lord have mercy. I was glad when they said unto me, y'all excuse me, I got something to praise God for. Last Sunday I could hardly catch my breath, but I'm here this morning. Hallelujah. Yes, God, you are the air I breathe and the song I sing. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. Hallelujah. Come on, pour out your praise. Use the breath that he gave you and pour out your praise. Hallelujah. Lord have mercy. I thank you. 209,000 people are not here today, but we're still here. We ought to give him the praise. Please have a seat. Please have a seat before I get old school and take off running in here. And I said, I feel like running. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. And his mercy endures forever. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's just thank him for mercy. Come on, we got some time. Thank you for mercy. Let me remind you what mercy is. Mercy is God not giving you what you deserve. Come on, somebody. Or you ought to be glad he didn't give you what you deserve. Oh, come on. We're all the self-righteous folks. You ain't always been looking this good. You ain't always did the right thing. Come on, somebody. You ought to thank him that when you deserve death, he gave you life. Come on, somebody. Let me leave it alone. Let me leave it alone. Hallelujah. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for your prayers. I feel like I was gone 3 Sundays. It's good to be here this Sunday morning. And I'm so glad to see Whitney with us this morning. We love you. Good to see you. Thank you for being with us. And we have some of our Your Daily Bread family with us. Pastor Gary and his lovely wife Ruby is with us. He joins us every morning for Your Daily Bread. We love you and thank you for the guests that you have with us. And Sister Kiki is in the building this morning. That's Sister Lisa's daughter. We are so glad to not just see a name. I get to see some faces this morning. What a blessing it is. God is so good to us. And all of those who are here, just look around and smile through your mask and just wave at somebody. Let them know that you love them and you appreciate them being with us on this morning. I will draw your attention this morning. Come on, sister. Come on. Let's help her do it. Let's do what she said. Praise God. Listen. Sister Cordelia has a lifetime of testimonies. Come on, of how God has made ways. I don't know. Come on, Sister Cordelia, wave your hand. Come on, that's a miracle standing there in the back. I want to draw your attention to Ephesians chapter 5, the 5th chapter of Ephesians. And as you are turning to that passage of scripture, I just want to make a couple of statements. I feel led of the Lord to just say a couple of things and then we'll go into the message for today. First, I want us in a real sense, just to be aware that COVID cases are going up in this area. And I know we are done with it, but it is not done with us, okay? So continue to be careful. Do all the things that you're supposed to do to protect yourself, because the goal is to survive this thing. Hear me. The goal is for this to be a memory. Come on, somebody. And can I tell you, like everything else, it's temporary. Thank you, Whitney. I got one. It's temporary. Old song used to say, I'm so glad trouble don't last always. Come on, somebody. Better days are coming. Second thing I want to share with you, Daniel chapter 2, verse 21. You can write this down and read it later. We are in serious times in our country. Serious and dangerous times. But Daniel chapter 2, verse 21, woo, and this did something to me. It says, he controls the course of world events. Somebody say, God is in control. He controls, in case you're confused, he controls the course of world events. He removes kings and sets up other kings. I'm not telling you to go not to vote, but I'm saying he removes kings and sets up other kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the scholar. If you know anything, he told you. If you have wisdom, he gave it to you. If you are a king, he puts you there and he can take you out. When the world seems out of control, he controls the events of the world. Be not deceived. God, the sovereign God, is still in control. Lord have mercy. So why am I saying this to you? I'm saying this to you because I was in prayer yesterday. And God says that we ought to fervently pray for our nation. I mean, we've been talking about it ever since I was in church. We've always been taught, pray for your leaders, pray for your nations. But this is not the time just to talk about it. This is the time to fervently pray for our nation. Pray for this election. And not just pray that your candidate wins, whoever that may be. But here is what hit me yesterday. Pray that civil war does not break out as a result of whoever gets elected. Pray that the Prince of Peace will roll up and down every corridor of our nation, and every plot to steal, kill, and destroy will be stopped, not for our sake, but for his name's sake. That's what we are praying for, that his will be done, and that God would be merciful for the sake of the elect. Because I want you to know that as bad as it is, I'm sorry, I don't mean to point. My mom said, don't point at people. Excuse me. let me stop. And thank you, Mother Caldwell. Mother Caldwell said, I can point. All right. Thank you, Mother. As bad as it is, you can't imagine how bad it would be if we weren't in the earth. Come on, somebody. There are legions of angels holding stuff back for the sake of the church. Come on, somebody. Let me say it again. There are legions of angels sitting in the four corners of the earth, holding things back for the sake of the church of the living God. So we got to pray that they stay in place. Come on, somebody, until we get up out of here. Don't come down off that wall. Keep on fighting until we get out of here. Finally, the Bible says, when you see these things, look up. Y'all looking down. He said, look up. Lift your head up. Look up for your redemption. Y'all know what redemption is. Redemption is payback. Come on. Come on. Your payback, your redemption. Come on, somebody. It's near. Can I say this? It's closer than we think. Which brings us to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15, 16, and 17. The Apostle Paul writes to the church of Ephesus, and he says to them, pay careful attention then to how you walk. Not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. So don't be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us today to come together in one place with believers that have put their hope and their trust and their confidence in you. And we come here hungry and thirsty for righteousness. Bread of heaven, feed us until we want no more. Give us ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, so that when we leave this place, we will not just be hearers of the word, but doers also. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We are in the 10th month of the year 2020. I can hardly believe it. Let me just remind y'all, Thanksgiving is next month. FYI. What a year this has been. I saw the video of our night of prayer and praise we did on December the 29th. I watched it the other day. And boy, as we prayed and worshiped God in this place, we had no idea what 2020 was going to look like. But before I go any further, I want us to acknowledge that in spite of all that has happened this year, God has been faithful to us. Come on, somebody. And because of his faithfulness, we have so much to be thankful for. It is said that we live in the information age, which means anything you want to know, you can know. It's right on your phone. All you got to do is Google it, and you can find out all the information that you want to know. But when I look at the events of 2020, I don't think that we are living in the information age. I think we are living in the misinformation age. Come on, somebody. I think everything, every piece of information we get is missing something. Come on, somebody. That there's a piece of it, there's an element of it that is missing. It's so bad that we don't know who to trust. What is right and true today is wrong tomorrow. Come on. The things we trusted in and rely, your reliable sources have become unreliable. Come on, somebody. It's a misinformation age. And so I found myself self. Rediscovering the fact that the only information that I can truly have confidence in is the information that I find in the Word of God. Come on, somebody. I have learned to lean on God's Word more now than ever. Pastor Gary, I've learned how to close my eyes and walk by faith. Come on. I had to learn how to ignore everything that I'm seeing and turn up my ear and say, God, I'm not looking in front of me, but I can hear your voice. You tell me what step to take. I've learned how to be blind to the evidence that this world wants to present me. And I've learned to walk by faith, because the Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight. Come on, somebody. What I have seen has done a number on me. And so I've decided one day to just close my eyes and walk by faith, one step after another. I find these instructions in God's word that give me the evidence that my faith will be rewarded. I have found evidence in God's word that if I am faithful to him, no matter what I'm going through in this world, I have discovered that his word never fails, and everything that he promised to do, he's still able to do it. And in my discovery, I'm going to try to move further here, but I've discovered that in spite of what's happening in this world, God expects us to be consistent in our walk with him. Come on, somebody. I've discovered that we are not to change just because the world is changing. Come on. I've discovered that even if the world stops doing what it is doing, we are to continue to do what we are doing. This is not the time to change up. This is not the time to give yourself the excuse to be mean and unfaithful just because the world is mean and unfaithful. This is not the time for you to become a Facebook villain because the people around you have become Facebook villains. Come on, somebody. This is not the time for you to slow down or back up, but this is the time for you to lean in a little closer. God has not changed, and neither should we. The test of the true believer is, can you be consistent in your walk with God through every season? I said through every season, because we're good when it's good. We're faithful when it's good, but as soon as the wind turns in another direction, come on, as soon as we don't have our way, we have a tendency to drift away from our commitment in God. Yet we want him to be consistent with us. We want him to show up every time we need him, but he has a standing appointment with us, and we don't show up to our appointments. But God forbid, one time we show up and he's not there. Come on, we're having a fit. The question is, will you maintain your testimony of faith in Christ in spite of what's happening? That's the test. Did you serve God because of what he can do, or do you serve him because of who he is? Do you serve him because he gave you the job that you wanted and the wife that you wanted and the kids that you wanted? Or do you serve him because he purchased your salvation with his own blood? Do you serve him that because before you were anything, he had you on his mind? Do you serve him because you were created in his image and that he doesn't owe you anything? You owe him everything. Come on, somebody. Is that why you serve him? It is with this in mind that the Apostle Paul writes to the Ephesian church. And he gives them 3 points of instruction that we need to hear today. The first thing he tells them is be careful how you live. Then he says, don't waste your time. And thirdly, seek to know the will of God. Be careful how you live. Don't waste your time and seek to know the will of God. Verse 15 says, pay careful attention then to how you walk. Not as unwise people, but as wise. The true believer walks in wisdom. The true believer doesn't walk according to their feelings. The true believer walks according to wisdom. And the Bible says, if any of you lack wisdom, ask God. Come on, somebody. That means there's no excuse for you not to have wisdom, because he says, ask God who gives freely and doesn't hold back. Come on. If you need to know, God will let you know. So he says, walk in wisdom. Listen, God's not trying to hold anything back from you. If you need to know how to navigate through this thing, ask him. He'll tell you how to navigate through here. It seems to me that the world has gone crazy. Everything has changed. But Paul says, pay careful attention how you live. Watch your lifestyle in this pandemic. Watch the things that you used to reject, but now you accept because of what's happening in the world. Be careful how you live. Because God's expectations of us has not changed because we're in a pandemic. Read the Bible. The Bible is full of pandemics, plagues, and pestilence. This isn't new for God. Come on, somebody. It's new for you and I. I ain't never been through one. Y'all been through one? It's new for us, but it's not new for God. God has a history of bringing his people through and out. Come on, somebody. God's not concerned about how this is going to work out. God has done this before. And the same thing he expected from the people he brought out before, he expects it from us. Be careful how you live. Boy, remember what I told you. If it was wrong before the pandemic, it's wrong now. Come on, somebody. If it was right before the pandemic, it's right now. Be careful how you live. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want to remind you that you stand on the solid, unchanging rock. Do not move from your position in Christ Jesus. Be careful how you live. There is a vortex of chaos that is sucking people in. And I'm telling you, don't be drawn into the chaos. Don't respond to it. Don't engage in it. Be careful. Pay attention to how you live. New King James Version uses the word walk circumspectly. Circumspect means cautious, careful, guarded, discreet, watchful, alert, attentive, and observant. He says, be cautious, slow your roll, take it down a notch. Before you do anything, get wisdom. Before you say anything, get wisdom. Be careful how you live. Don't pick up the thoughts of this world. Don't pick up the behavior of this world, pandemic or not. Be careful. Everybody say with me, be careful. Be careful. Then verse 16, he says, make the most of the time. In other words, don't waste your time. Don't waste your life. Don't waste your time. He says the days are evil. So whatever you are going to do, now is the time to do it. Listen, I told y'all a few months ago, this is not the time to catch up on all your Netflix shows. Come on. This is not the time to subscribe to another digital platform so you can waste 6 hours on stuff that has no eternal value. The Bible says making the most of your time. Take advantage of the time. While things are still closed, take the advantage. While you can say no to the invitation and nobody get upset, take advantage of the time that we have. Why? Because the days are evil. That means we may not have a chance like this again. That this is our opportunity to be light. Because the greater the darkness, the easier it is to be light. He says, don't miss this opportunity, Church of the Living God. This pandemic has given us a golden opportunity to be the light of the world. This pandemic has given us the opportunity to do good to people, because people who used to have it don't have it anymore. So our borders have expanded because the need is so great. And he says, don't waste the opportunity. When the days are evil, that's when you do the good. Come on, you overcome evil with good. Don't miss it. Because when we get to the other side of this, just like 9/11, when we get to the other side of it, we're going back to be selfish and angry and not caring. But right now, people's hearts are open, and God says, don't miss the opportunity to give them my word while their hearts are open. Because everybody is praying to a higher power somewhere, saying, anybody out there, listen. And we ought to be like Paul. Let me introduce you to the unknown God. Come on, somebody. He says, I gotta go. Don't miss your moment. Don't miss this opportunity. Don't waste your time fighting over stuff that doesn't matter. Come on, somebody. Light does its best work in darkness. And listen, evil did not stop because of the pandemic. But some of us have made excuses not to do good because of the pandemic. Let me tell you, don't wait till the pandemic is over to start doing what God has called you to do. We need you now more than ever to figure out what gift God has given you, and we need you to do it now. Why? Because the days are evil. Verse 17, last point. So he says, be careful how you live. Don't waste your time. And then verse 17, It will be done. He says, so don't be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Believer, we are to seek to know and understand God's will. God is still at work. His plan is still being manifested in the earth. And he has invited us to participate in what he is doing. And so we ought to seek to know, understand, and do his will. The Bible says that God's will is good. It is pleasing and it is perfect. Let me say it again. It's good. It's pleasing and it is perfect. The highest goal of every believer is to live in the will of God. Come on, somebody. We're living to be in his will. That means we want to live a life that pleases and honors him. But some people say it's hard to know God's will. As a pastor, one of the questions I am asked often is, how do I know God's will? And I think that sometimes we have bought into the misinformation that it's difficult to know God's will, because we think that knowing God's will means knowing what God is doing. Come on, somebody. We think that God needs to explain to us the reasons why. We think it's hard to know God's will because we are trying to understand the mind of God. Can I tell you, the mind of God is above your pay grade. Come on, somebody. Knowing what God is doing is above your pay grade. You don't get paid to know that. You weren't invited to that meeting. That is way beyond anything. You don't have the degree for it. You don't have to understand. You're asking for questions and answers for things that if he told you, he told the prophet one day, if I told you what I was doing, you wouldn't believe it. Come on. Why am I talking to somebody who cannot understand what I'm doing? It is not your business to know what he is doing. It is your business to know what he wants you to do. Lord, I want to know your will for me. What pleases you in me? What do you want from me? Romans 12:12 tells us his will for us is to be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. What is God's will? Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. His will is that you endure hardness like a good soldier. His will is that you demonstrate his love to the weak, to the lonely, to the cast down, and the brokenhearted. What is his will? His will is that you feed the hungry, visit the sick, and comfort them that mourn. It's not that complicated. His will is for you to pray, to fast, to worship, to forgive, and to serve. It's not that complicated. His will is for you to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Somebody say, it's not that complicated. His will is that you be obedient, be humble, and be nice. I need everybody to say, be nice. That's God's will. Come on, somebody. That's what he wants for us. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, last verse today says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Would you stand to your feet? God's desire for us is to live a life that pleases him, and that we are consistent in our walk with him. Listen, we live in a complicated world, but our faith, hear me, was built for days like this. I want you to hear this. Our faith was cultivated for days like this, so that we can stand the storm, so that we can be like trees planted by the rivers of water that will give forth our fruit in our season, that our leaf will not wither, and whatsoever we do shall prosper, even in a pandemic. Come on, somebody. Nothing has changed as far as God is concerned. He's still sovereign, still in control. And his expectation for us is that we don't change, that we stay faithful in our relationship with him. We're going to pray in a minute. But be careful how you live. Don't waste your time on things that don't have eternal value. And seek to know God's will. Make knowing God's will priority in your life. And I encourage you today not to ignore these instructions. I don't know what tomorrow holds for us, but there's a reason that God has given us this word. And just as I was coming to church this morning, I was brought to Proverbs chapter 1, verse 33, which says, but whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. Come on, somebody. I said, all right, God, we're going to do it. Because he said, if you listen to me, come on, it takes listening to me. If you listen to me, you will live in safety and be at ease. Something happened this week. I looked around, and in spite of some things I have coming up, I have found myself at ease. I'm like, wait a minute, why am I not stressing about this? Why am I not worried about this? Why am I not walking the floor while everybody else is asleep? Why? Because I found some instructions in here. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do that. And then I find that if you do that, you live in safety and at ease and without fear of harm. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your word today. We thank you, God, that you are our living Savior, who is aware of our infirmities and our weaknesses. You are aware of our struggles and our difficulties. You know exactly where we are and what we are dealing with. You know how complicated things are for us. You know we're being pulled and torn in so many different directions, and we live in a world of uncertainty, but we have built our hope in you. We have looked up with a steadfast steadfast hope, saying, God, you are our Savior, our King, our Deliverer, and our Helper, and we look to you alone to deliver us. We acknowledge that this is nothing new for you, that you've been here before, you've done it before, and you're going to do it again, and we praise you for it. You have told us to be careful how we live. Help us to make the crooked places straight in our life, oh God. Help us to tighten up our hatches and straighten up our necks and straighten up our backs, that we walk upright before you, God, in the midst of this world. Help us not to change, for you have not changed. We thank you that we can depend on you. Help us to know your will. Help us to know every opportunity that we have to do good in this world, that we don't waste our time fighting over things that don't matter, but we take full advantage of the opportunity that you have given us. I pray, oh God, that you would give us the anointing to work in this day. Give us the special ability and power that when others are tearing down, we are building up. Give us the grace that when others are being silent, we are speaking up. We will listen to your instructions, live in safety, and be at ease without fear of harm. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.